Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman. We're headed to the moon, the Earth-Moon system, and discovery by China about the two sides of the moon. What have they found, Bob?
Yeah, they had lunar landers that brought samples back from both the near side of the moon and the far side of the moon, and the scientists in China has compared those samples. And of course, this is only one data point on each side, so of course, there could be there's uncertainty here. But they found there are significant differences between the two relating to the sun's solar wind. I know this is a surprise, because the near side and the far side experience the solar wind very differently, because the Earth acts as an area. And so they found a difference between the two. It suggests that the magnetic field protects the near side from the solar wind for periods of time. That's a basic discovery, John. It isn't a surprise, but it is definitely a confirmed knowledge now.
The asteroid that's going to end planet Earth is back again in the news. Where have they discovered its origin, Bob? Who's the evil person behind this asteroid that'll kill us?
Asteroid 2024 was only discovered last year, and it was only recently thought it might actually hit the Earth in 2032. The odds now of that happening are down to nil. However, there is a between 2 to 4% chance it could hit the moon in 2032, so that's what makes this of an interest. They have now used ground-based telescopes to determine several things about it. One, they've determined it is a stony, solid body, not a rubble pile. It rotates too fast to be a rubble pile. That tells us a great deal about what you need to do if you want to deflect it, because it's solid. It's a solid body. The second thing they discovered about it that's significant is that it appears it came from the main asteroid belt, not from other places. That is having more to do with learning something about the origins of our solar system and how it developed. They think it might have been shifted into the orbit it presently is in because of Jupiter. But either way, they're finding out some more information about it, and we're going to keep digging into it as time passes, because once again, even if it doesn't hit the moon or the Earth in 2032, it's in an orbit that could bring it to hit us sometime in the future. And so the more we know about it, the better.
So we're not going to die in 2032.
Not at the moment, okay. Not at the moment, but those numbers could change, John. And as you pointed out to me, if it doesn't hit the moon in 2032 but flies past it, it's very hard to predict how the gravity of the moon then will change its path. And that could increase, that could make it hit the Earth after it's passing the moon. We don't know these facts yet. It's something to study. There's no doubt about it.
All right, I have another candidate for ending life as we know it, a white dwarf going binary in a supernova stage. Does this mean we're going to be bathed with radiation and die?
All right, so this is a dwarf binary system. It's the most massive white dwarf system that's yet been detected. And in fact, because it's so massive, it's at a mass that guarantees it's going to go supernova as a binary system down the road. And it's only 150 light years away. Uh-huh. If that supernova happened today, 150 years from now, it would do significant damage to the Earth's atmosphere. It would not be a minor event. But you can be relieved, John, because the thing isn't going to go supernova for at least 23 billion years. And the Earth and the sun itself will have died long before that could happen.
I don't know whether that's meant to be reassuring. Somehow, I guess it is. I'm not going to die in 150 years. It's better than I'm not going to die in 23 billion. And finally, yeah. An image on Mars. What do you see, Bob?
This is what I call one of my what-the-heck images I collect from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter's archives. You look at it, you don't really know what it is. I thought this might be a discarded Vincent van Gogh painting, because he couldn't figure out what it was. But it's actually, I think, volcanic in nature, but it's so weird, and that's because Mars is alien.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.